This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, we will go to part two of some online interviews I had with some Hall of Fame NFL players from roughly 20 years ago. So we will go to our next player. That will be Don Maynard. He was a wide receiver. He played for the New York Giants in his rookie season, and then looks like he did not play in 1959. I'm not sure why, but he went on to play for the Jets for 13 years, 1960 to 1972. And he played his final year in the NFL with the St. Louis Cardinals in 1973. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1987. So my question to him, Mr. Maynard, I know this is a difficult question to answer since you've gone up against so many great players, but who would you say were some of the very best defensive backs you played against? And his response, there's a whole bunch of them, and I'm sure I'll leave some guys out. Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters of the Cowboys, Larry Wilson and Roger Worley of the Cardinals, Tom Janek of Buffalo, Goose Gonsolin of Denver. Like I say, there are just so many. I went up against Emlyn Tunnell in practice when I was a rookie. Emlyn was an unbelievable talent, and he taught me a lot. Dick Anderson and Jake Scott of the Dolphins were another two guys that come to mind. There's probably one or two I could name from every team I played against. Okay, the next player will be Ken Houston, who was a safety. Strong safety, I believe. Houston Oilers from 1967 to 1972, and then played with the Washington Redskins from 1973 to 1980. And here is the question. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1986. Mr. Houston, being a Dallas Cowboys fan, I can remember vividly the tackle you made on Walt Garrison on the 1 yard line in the closing seconds of the 1973 Monday Night Football game. What are your recollections of this classic game? And here is his response. My recollection of that game is that it was probably the most important game of my entire career. The Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington Redskins on Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell. It couldn't have come at a better time for me because the Houston Oilers had traded me during that offseason. And up to that point, I hadn't done anything out of the ordinary to prove myself to my new teammates. After that Monday Night game, I felt like I had been accepted as a Washington Redskin, and the rest of my career was much easier. Our final player is Lenny Moore, who was a flanker and a running back for the Baltimore Colts from 1956 to 1967. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1975. Mr. Moore, you went up against some of the all-time greats during your career. Who would you say were some of the best players you faced? And which defensive players were the hardest hitters? And here is his response. That's an excellent question, but also a difficult one to answer, because my style of play was to avoid taking big hits, to try and get away from those trying to tackle me. But the guys that come to mind are Joe Schmidt, a middle linebacker for the Detroit Lions. Another guy who played for the Lions was Dick Night Train Lane. He was an excellent defensive back who gave me trouble whenever I lined up as a flanker. You have to understand that those defenders could do a lot of things that aren't allowed in today's game. They used what's called a clothesline. They would extend their arm and hit you right across the helmet. It was a heavy blow, and it could really shake you up. Of course, Dick Butkus and Ray Nitschke come to mind. But fortunately for me, when I lined up at running back, I had Big Jim Parker out in front of me, and they had to try and get through him before they could get to me. So I never took that many vicious hits as a running back because I had Parker blocking for me. But when I lined up as a flanker, I took some big hits from Dick Night Train Lane. Herb Adderley of the Packers was another guy who hit hard. All of the players I mentioned are in the Hall of Fame. Okay, fans, that will do it for this week. Tune in again next week for Yesterday's Sports on the Sports History Network.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.